Hello, everybody. My name is Sam. I play Sam on Ask an Atheist. And with me today is Becky, who plays Becky on Ask an Atheist.
How you Hello, doing? Sam.
Hello, Becky. And we're here today to give you a quick announcement of something we didn't get to on the show. As you may or may not be aware, Season 3 is at an end, and I felt it was a pretty good season. How about you?
I thought it was excellent. Really fun switching to radio, and I think that we've improved and had some neat topics.
We did have some great topics. We covered atheism and the internet, apologetics. We did a couple episodes about skepticism. You and me had our, I guess, shining moment in the sun a few months ago.
In the cold rain of the Pacific Northwest.
Right, right. And season four is turning out to be a really good season. We've got, we'll be talking about psychics. We'll be talking about Glenn Beck and his crazy conspiracies. We'll finally be tackling some issues that you guys have been really interested in hearing about from us, such as morality and atheism and our part in it, and then the atheist role in the political world.
And, sounds neat.
And then other stuff like the New Age movement. So
a lot of provocative stuff planned for next season then, Sam, huh?
We hope so. And that's why we're with you today, and that's why we're talking to you. If you've been following Facebook or the website, we are still in a bit of financial straits as we get the show up and running. We need some money to pay for season four. We do have some advertisers coming, and we'll be announcing those later in the week as we start producing advertisements from them. But I think Mike on the blog said it best, so let me read from that. As we finish our third season on the air, and our first on commercial radio, we want to thank all of the fans, both those who listen to us on the radio and those that catch our videos and podcasts online. We've not yet been doing this for a year, and we're constantly amazed at how many people tune in to Ask an Atheist. And to keep the lights on and to continue to pay for the airtime that makes our show possible, we need to raise approximately $1,000 this week. Your donations help pay for the couple hundred bucks a week it takes to pay for the time on the radio and to replace our stolen cameras. We just need $1,000. That's it. Just $1,000 in the next 13 episode season is paid for. $1,000! That's even less money than it would take to restore Stephen Baldwin.
Restore Stephen Baldwin, Sam?
I'm not certain. Is it restore Stephen Baldwin to the monarchy? Restore Stephen Baldwin's hard drive?
Restore his 18th century bungalow house? I'm not sure.
If you'd like to find out what that's all about, you can check it out at askanatheist.tv, which you may have noticed in season three has really taken off as a portal for not just the show, but for really interesting posts that people are discussing online. And you can thank our producer, Beth, for that. And in addition to just asking for donations, we're actually auctioning some stuff off, aren't we?
Yeah, Mike has taken that up. Sam is not only a collector of awesome trivia and information and comic books, but also of some pretty cool stuff. One of the things that he is auctioning off is actually an autographed, sealed-in package Bender figurine from the TV animated series Futurama. It is autographed by voice actor John DiMaggio, who voices Bender, of course.
Somewhat appropriate there, I think.
Yes, and the autograph insignia, it says something to the effect of "Bite my shiny metal ass" in true Bender form. He's also got something that may be of interest to atheists, just maybe. It's an autographed copy of Richard Dawkins' The God Delusion. And it's a pre-read book, but there is an autograph on it. It's from Richard Dawkins' 2008 visit to the University of Washington.
Oh, very nice.
And so you can see other future posts about Ask an Atheist auction items, and keep your eyes peeled on the website. All these auctions are happening on eBay, and they're only up for about 2 more days right now, so bid high and bid often.
Absolutely. One of the things that we like to do on Ask an Atheist is when you donate, we like to make sure that you get something for it. And one could say that, you know, you get the Ask an Atheist show. In fact, in the PBS model, a lot of the times that's almost the only thing they say. But
don't we get a Big Bird tote bag?
Oh, right, Big Bird tote bag. That I guess sometimes you get something from PBS, but we like to make sure you get something cool. For example, in our last contribution drive and in this contribution drive, anyone who donates will receive a link to our two-hour comedy special from back in December, the Ask an Atheist Save Our Show benefit event, which happened at the Tacoma Comedy Club.
Seriously funny stuff.
And you can probably hear me and Becky laughing pretty loud in a couple points if you...
I I believe also you can hear Jeremy Whitman, one of the show creators, reference us about halfway through the show.
Oh, yeah.
He actually asked us, yeah, how long you been married? You guys aren't married yet, so.
This is a comedy event that features Derek Sheen, Riggs, Ask an Atheist's own Jeremy Whitman, and Brad Upton, who actually helped out the show quite a bit. And it's about 2 hours and two gigs, and it's in 720, and it's a good time. And that's one of the things you'll get.
We get something else this season too, Sam?
I think so. I'm just hearing this now, but if you donate $50 or more, apparently we're going to sign and send you a Gideon Bible.
Who's this we?
The entire cast of Ask an Atheist.
So you too can be in possession of Sam and Becky and Mike and Beth and Libby and Scott et al. Signatures?
Yeah.
On your own Gideon Bible?
I there might be some particular passages of the Bible that I might want my signature near.
I'm picking out that Ezekiel hallucination for mine.
Oh, okay. Cool. There was that one time back in the... back before the show started, and I gifted somebody with a computer, and I didn't have wrapping paper, so I went to Goodwill and bought a Gideon Bible and wrapped the computer in Leviticus.
Oh, blasphemous Sam.
Well, you know, it was a going away present, so it's appropriate, or something. So, in the spirit of giving something back, we're going to take the rest of the time... We're going to take the rest of this couple minutes to talk about the event we created totally accidentally.
We created?
All right, sorry. Well, I thought it would be nice if I proposed to you in a place that, you know, meant something to me and would be rather permanent and rather public and rather visible. But I didn't really figure out that that meant the whole wedding process would kind of have to be a bit available to all and that we'd get a lot of feedback on it. That honestly was a surprise to me.
And it's honestly been kind of nice to get lots of different suggestions for what a humanist and atheist wedding might look like.
I think it's pretty great.
So my friends and I have been busy talking about girly things like dresses and cakes and things like that. It's kind of funny because right now a lot of women are really liking long ball gowns for their weddings and, well, looking for something a little bit different, a little bit funky, a little bit cheeky, and fun. We're also talking a lot about food. We're thinking about self-catering. And so some of the Ask an Atheist crew and friends of Ask an Atheist have been wildly excited thinking about different varieties of cakes and cupcakes and cream pies and things like that for our food.
So self-catering.
Self-catering, meaning Sam catering.
Yeah, does this mean like the 4th of July when we first met when I had to cook for your whole family completely accidentally?
It was hardly my whole family. Only about 18 to 26 of them, I think.
Yeah.
So, it occurred to me, Sam, I haven't actually asked you what kind of planning you want to do for the wedding.
Strangely enough, that's precisely the reason I didn't want a wedding planner.
Oh. Well, you shouldn't have proposed to one. Or one who fancies herself one.
Honestly, it's not really you that was a wedding planner. It's the folks we hang out with, in a way.
Yes, they have taken this on with quite a lot of gusto.
Well, I've only had a couple ideas. One was if the Phelps family were to show up because, you know, I'm an atheist and I'm getting married and that means we should all burn before Satan in the fires of Cocytus or something like that. And yeah, I'm aware of the contradiction there.
Fires of Cocytus, isn't that what you get when you eat, like, bad seafood?
Yes. So... I was thinking if we can get the Phelps to show up, good, because if they're protesting us, they're not protesting something meaningful.
Like a funeral or something like that, which the Supreme Court has said is perfectly fine.
But okay, First Amendment rights and everything doesn't mean I have to like it, but they're allowed. So what I was thinking is that we would get a ring. Not like a wedding ring, but like
can we get one of those rings too?
Yeah, but like a boxing ring or a wrestling ring or something like that, and that would be the free speech zone. And so we'd put the Phelps family in there, and then we would get married instead of like putting it like six blocks away, like the political parties do. We actually just get married right in front of it while they're loud and yelling and stuff like that. And then as a sort of celebratory gesture at the wedding ceremony, we distribute pies to the wedding goers, and then they throw pies at us.
Interesting. I like it so far.
You know, and if their aim is off and they happen to hit the world's most litigious family.
Oh, well, I hope they like banana cream.
Yeah. Is it litigious? Litigious?
Litigious.
Litigious. You know, that was my idea, but it does require some certain amount of preparation.
Indeed. I think some publicity surrounding that would be definitely required.
Well, I seem to be good at accidentally creating publicity, so...
Did the Phelps family honor requests for attendance?
I think they just go where the attention is.
Okay, so we'll have to create a lot of attention.
Yeah. Now, to close this out, we're actually going to read an email, and we'll include pictures of this on Facebook and a link to the actual Facebook video. But this one comes to us from Bill Beck, and he goes, "Hey guys, on a recent podcast, you asked listeners to give you examples of secular weddings. I actually performed my brother and sister-in-law's wedding last August, and I'd love for you to take a look. I'm an atheist myself, so there was no mention of God, Thor, Buddha, or even the flying spaghetti monster. Here's the link." Well, "I'm the one dressed as the deer." Yes, you heard that right. "Please write back and tell me what you think." Well, we took a look at the video.
It's a short one. Nice, sweet, 6.5 minute long ceremony.
Yeah, we'll include pictures here. And so what did you think?
I thought it was full of deer puns, which our bionic dance friend Kate may appreciate. The ever-punning bionic dance. What did you think?
Well, I thought it was pretty cool. I kind of have to admit I have a soft spot in my heart for atheist rednecks.
I thought the wedding colors were quite unique and quite fun.
Yeah.
Hunting camo and hunter orange.
Pretty appropriate given the circumstances, I think.
Yes.
And you know what? I really did like the plaintiveness of his speech. Sort of the removal of artifice, of linguistic artifice to explain what exactly you were signing up for.
I like the vows very much as well. "Do you promise to do this, this, and that until you're dead?"
Until you're dead! Dead!
Because that's really what they're looking at.
None of this death do us part crap. Dead!
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we're atheists, and what happens when you're dead? You're dead.
You're dead.
We're not parting ways.
All right, well, I think that's about all the time we've got.
Yes, thank you to Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
And for the wedding suggestions.
Like I said, we'll link your video, and we will...
And we will probably not be dressed in camo and orange for our wedding, but we definitely appreciate the ideas.
Not our usual styles of music there. You tend to go for more weepy folk, you weepy folk person.
Yes.
And
I am a weepy folk person.
And I tend to like complex, really expensive music that only Dr. Venture likes otherwise, so.
It's true.
Yeah. So, anyway, you guys have a good day, and if you can, we'd love a contribution. Thank you.
Catch you later.